right, I'm going to give you a tune now on my bagpipes. Listen here. Okay, maybe not. My involvement with radio actually goes way back to the late 1970s when I lived in Dublin, and there was a mushrooming pirate community radio service at the time, and I got involved, got invited through a very good friend of mine who he himself was involved, and it was a station called East Coast Radio, which was run and owned by the non-singing Clancy brother, who, I must be honest, his first name escapes me, and it was in the basement in the centre of town of his fashion shop where he sold stuff, and we used to sit on orange crates and do all sorts of silly, crazy stuff, answering the phone, playing records and doing fake interviews. It was really just absolutely great fun. I kicked off again not much later, actually, than my pirate time with community radio back in Dublin, because the pirates had all but disappeared. Anyway, what happened was there were a few little community ones sprang up, and I just was volunteered by people who I'd worked with the previous pirate radio stations, and it just really kept going from that.
This is Radio J-Com, and you are listening to the Surreal Hour with Ed.
Well, the idea for the Surreal Hour came about really by me wanting to put an hour on the station each day that was just completely zany and, in essence, out of tune with the listenership. Ah, thank you. I needed that quick trip to the barbershop. Because I might say, out of tune with the listenership, there are a lot of younger people and people of sort of my era and younger who maybe perhaps don't want to listen to talk show stuff all the time about what's going on in the community and what's going on in life in general. And I thought, well, if I'm going to do a music-based one, I don't want to just sit there and say, yes, here's a song from The Who, that was a song from The Who, here's a song from the Electric Light Orchestra, that's a song from the Electric Light Orchestra. I just want to sort of be a little bit different. So I've interwoven a whole load of sort of mad little outtakes and bits and pieces and comedic bits in the middle of it. Oops, sorry about that, madam, I just dropped my glass of orange. So what I do is I keep an eye out for mad, zany and madcap stories. A teenager has revealed her irrational fear of, wait for this, madam, crumpets. And then I build in sometimes with themes, like, for instance, I've had one where it's been all boys' names in the title or all girls' names in the title. That was Ringo Starr with Harry's song. So if your name's Harry, you have unwittingly had a song dedicated to you. And another show that was very, very popular, believe it or not, with the audience now, were songs that nobody has ever heard of by groups that nobody has ever heard of. That went down especially well. So I gather the music together, and then I go off and dig into my effects file and get loads of things like bloopers and horns and silly answer phone messages.
You're through to an automatic voice messaging system. Your call is important to us. You are number 10,112. In the queue.
And intersperse them in between, so it makes it really sort of fairly zany and I hope a little bit entertaining. I think my whole show is a little bit of an experimentation in itself, so to speak.
Anybody there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can I help you?
Blinded by the light.
Well, have you thought of perhaps putting sunglasses on or wearing a peaked cap?
Suddenly I see.
There you are. Now, that wasn't rocket science, was it? Really and truly, it's quite outlandish, if I say so myself, bearing in mind it's based on a community radio station where the average age of the listeners are those that are able to listen during the day, particularly as it's on AM only or on the internet. Certainly on the AM only, it means that, you know, if you're in an office in the centre of town or somewhere that's 6 miles away from where the radio station broadcasts, you simply just won't pick it up. So the experimentation really has been this theme I've built up of a whole load of mad news stories, and I don't think anybody else just produces their interbits between songs as mad stories, plus the mad little sound effects. Yes, indeed, Mr. Special Effects Man, it used to send me to sleep as well.
Don't start distracting me now, I'm very busy.
That's been the grand experiment. You don't get paid for doing what you do, so how you can get payback is do what you want to do yourself. Yes, I think on a station like Radio J-Com, really, you can just totally experiment with things, because at the end of the day, oh, I hate that statement, sorry. At the end of the day, you're not tied into what the advertisers want, because simply your advertising is so sparse, there's not much of it, so you've not got to sort of keep in with the norm, whoever norm might be.
Edward Moss is here.
Hello? Are you there?